cameras on 70 gantries at 58 locations on the thruway will be turned on simultaneously in the early hours of Saturday morning. All of the remaining toll booths will be shut down. Thruway Authority Executive Director Matt Driscoll spoke about the project earlier this fall.
They all have to turn on at the exact same time. And the purpose of that, of course, is so that our system starts at the exact same time when people will be on the system, we can start recording that accordingly.
The tolls for Easy Pass holders will remain the same, but for those without the electronic passes, the Thruway Authority is proposing that tolls be increased by 30% beginning in January. Bills will be sent to the address where the car is registered. There will also be late fees if the balance isn't paid within 30 days. Driscoll recommends buying an Easy Pass.
It's important to people understand that they really ought to get an Easy Pass. Those are available at over 800 locations across the state of New York. They're very easy to get. We sell them even at service plazas. So we would encourage people to go ahead and get an Easy Pass now before the conversion takes place.
The Thruway Authority also has a mobile app for Easy Pass. The $355 million project is expected to reduce traffic jams at toll booths on the thruway and reduce exhaust fumes due to idling vehicles. The toll collectors, though, will be out of a job. Around 100 full-time collectors are retiring or will be placed in another state agency, but 900 part-time collectors will be laid off. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.